Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on WWNN, 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And I sure hope my friends in Tampa for the first hour of the show popped on over and are continuing to watch us here on Facebook, YouTube, and tuning in on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, if you're driving in your car and you just want to stay connected and still be a part of the show, you've got Facebook, YouTube, and you can also listen on your iHeartRadio app on WWNN. We're going to go to the phone lines at 888-565-1470, but I've got a very informative, important call to take. I've got our resident astrologer who's going to fill us in on what does the lion's energy got to bring in for us. Can you believe it, everybody? Do you believe? I do believe. I'm not the cowardly lion, but I do believe we're in August, and I do believe it's Leo the lion season, and I've got Stacy on the line. Stacy, what's going on?
Hi, Sarah. It's definitely the lion's time.
It is, and my goodness, I'm just like, it is August. All right, everybody, we're going to do the countdown to Christmas. You know, Hallmark just had Christmas in July, so I was just inundated with Christmas and, of course, got sucked up into the Christmas movies energies, and now I'm like, if I were king of the forest, right? I've got the Wizard of Oz with me tonight. So, Stacy, what is this Leo roaring energy really going to do for us?
You know, Sarah, you're definitely onto something here, because, yes, Leo the lion is bringing us some courage and bravery and wants us to shine. And it's a very interesting month with the energies converging. I think everybody should be looking at the calendar because Sunday is not just a new moon, but Leo is also poking through the Lionsgate portal as well on the same day. So it makes it a very, very potent new moon for all of us. And I love your new package because, really, we all have the opportunity with these configurations all happening and Leo wanting us to shine, are really looking for new intentions and fresh starts and where we want to go. We have a great opportunity here, bringing us a lot of opportunity if we focus and, as you've been saying, be true to ourselves.
And it's so important to be true to ourselves and allow this new momentum, this new energy. And yes, we don't have Mercury retrograde anymore. There are some of other planets I know that are retrograde, but it's time to, what's that song? Here comes the sun. Da, na, 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 na.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that powerful energy. So that's going to support these intentions more than ever this month, right, Stacy?
It's the convergence of the two. You know, we talk a lot about the new moon being the time of fresh starts, of setting your intentions, of looking for what you want to manifest and move forward with. And now that it's coupled with the Lionsgate portal, now what that is the fixed star Sirius, which is what represents wealth and fame and opportunities. It aligns with the sun and the earth. And that opens up this Lionsgate portal right on 8-8. I know in the past you've discussed this as well, but it's the convergence that it happens to coincide with the new moon makes them both very potent.
Yes.
So it really is bringing us an energy that is opening up opportunities for us if we use it wisely.
And, you know, when I look at the Lionsgate and I look at 8-8, I can't help but take the 8s and want to lay them horizontally and see the sign of infinity, right? And there's this infinity energy of that which we put into the universe now can go out and just yield us more and more and more. And more doesn't necessarily mean more of something, just more positive experiences, more expansion, more growth, more connectivity with the universe, with the divine, with fellow mankind. These are all important times. And in these important times, you know, we might have this great energy of the Leo lion and the sun. But what's kind of going on underneath the surface? What's reflecting on mankind, if you could let us know about that?
You know, we still have, I know you talked a little earlier about retrogrades and inner planets and outer planets, but right now it's the outer planets, the evolutionary planets, the ones that are affecting the energies of what you see going on around the world. We all take them in personally into our lives, but it's affecting all the societal changes, everything around us. And it's forcing us to look inside so we use the energy correctly. We need to reflect. We need to make sure we're staying true to ourselves. You know, the other thing that mucks up the water sometimes, no pun intended when I talk about Neptune, But Neptune also throws out some deceptions and misinformations, and it's been kind of prominent over the past month because it's been in Capricorn. So that's to your point. We have to get through all of that. We have to reflect. We have to get back to our core of who we are. And when we sit and we make our intentions, Leo the Lion is there to give us the bravery and the courage to go forward and is standing right there with the sun's light to shine on us and help us go forward. But we also, to your point, need to take the time that we do that thoughtfully in our truth and to kind of take a look at what we're doing and not get caught up in what's swirling around us.
Yeah, kind of pick through the muck and kind of disregard the swamp people, right? Because I think there's a few running around. It's getting kind of mucky out there in the world, I got to say. And, you know, this information that's out, you know, we have so much to look through. How do we align ourselves with our true divine self from a spiritual perspective, and what planets will assist us on this journey? Because there is a lot of information out there and there are a lot of opinions, and we have to know what we need to do and how we can better ourselves individually and collectively. So what planet may provide us with some influencing factors in that at this time?
Well, you know, we will have a little help with that this month, I will say, because Mercury, which is the planet of how we think, is going to feel very at home in Virgo this month. And that means it does bring harmony to communications. And it is time to have some mental clarity. So the energy around us when Mercury is in Virgo will help to bring the clarity to us. Venus is going to be moving into Libra this month, and Venus is very happy in Libra, so that's open for partnerships. So while the planets are making us, throwing things at us, making us make sure we stay true to ourselves, the other planet energies in our system are encouraging us to think clearly, to take a look at our true selves, and throw things at us that we're able to kind of work through. Now, as we know, these things happen in particular areas of our lives, depending on your own journey.
Right.
But I would imagine that most people listening have a pretty good idea where what aspects of their lives are being hit by these energies. But know that in August, we're having encouragement to be able to sit and be quiet and go inside and stay true to ourselves. As we set our intentions, that the universe will help us come to fruition.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Stacey, we appreciate your input and insight on the planetary positions and how it impacts our everyday life. And those of you who are Leos, it's time for you to roar and really enjoy some of that wealth and fame that is there for you. And the rest of us, we're going to pick up the scraps and be happy and really gather some of that extra wealth alongside, and this is a time for creation. And Stacey, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
www.destinyinthestars.com. You could reach me. You could send me an email through that website and chat or ask questions, or I'm happy to book an appointment with anybody and we could explore your own journey.
Yes, and I really advise everyone, if you don't know enough about your natal chart, your birth chart, if you don't know enough about where the planets are and how they're influencing your life, Stacey's the person to go to at destinyinthestars.com and schedule that appointment. Stacey, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us, and we wish you a very powerful, courageous month, and we'll talk to you next month. Bye for now.
Thank you, and everybody enjoy the Leo sun.
Bye.
Take care.